Com. Well, this should make some women very, very happy.
Yeah, technology is a wonderful thing. An L.A. fertility doctor is touting a first that offers new hope to women who delay having children.
Joining us live now, that very physician, Dr. Aykut Bayrak. And, Doctor, on May 3rd, a baby was born through in vitro fertilization. Now, that's nothing new, but this was different. How so?
Well, this was different in the sense that this pregnancy is derived from an egg that was genetically screened for chromosomal abnormalities, and it was also frozen for at least about a year, year and a half before it was utilized for in vitro fertilization. So that's what's unique about this case.
Now, have we been freezing eggs already, and why is freezing the egg so different than freezing an embryo?
Well, the egg is a different structure than an embryo. We've been freezing embryos for the last 25, 30 years now almost, but the egg freezing is totally different. The egg is a large cell, it has a lot of water, and it has been very challenging to freeze eggs over the years. But in the last decade, we have improved our techniques, and now we can confidently freeze eggs. And the good news about this specific case, and hopefully other cases in the future, is that now we're able to screen each egg for chromosomal problems.
Now, that seemed to be the key in this success. And did you come up with this whole screening process, or how did that come about?
Well, this screening process has been around for some time. It has been used in molecular biology laboratories and in cancer research. Its application to IVF and egg freezing is relatively new within the last 5 to 6 years. This baby is the first baby in Southern California. It's not the first baby in the world, but it is the first baby in Southern California. So that's what's unique about this case.
Now, give us some idea on numbers. Which women or how many women can benefit from this?
Well, this is still a new technology, so there are really no strict cutoffs in terms of reproductive age, if somebody's about the age of 35 or 40, should that person freeze her eggs because she's single and she wants to delay childbearing due to career or whatever the cause may be? The general approach to this is that it's individualized. So any woman right now who is interested in preserving her fertility, regardless of age, can freeze her eggs, understanding that this is a new technology and understanding that there are no guarantees, unfortunately. But having said that, because now we're using this new technology called CGH, which stands for Comparative Genomic Hybridization, we're able to screen each embryo as well as each egg for chromosome abnormalities. So when you freeze the eggs, you know what you're freezing, and that really makes a difference.
And again, this is important because women have a finite number of eggs. It doesn't go on forever, and it may be that if when you're younger, you don't have that person that you're ready to create an embryo with to freeze the embryo. So this just gives you more options.
That's absolutely right. I think women now have a choice where they don't have to make decisions that they're not comfortable with, such as using donor sperm or creating embryos, as you suggested, through donor sperm just to preserve their fertility. Now they have the choice to freeze their eggs and continue their career or wait for Mr. Right to show up, and whenever that may be, at least they know that they have eggs frozen and that they're chromosomally normal eggs. So if we believe that it takes about 2 or 3 chromosomally normal eggs, which was the case in this particular case that we presented a couple of days ago, where we only transferred one embryo. So it's eventually going to come down to one egg, one embryo, one baby, which is going to cut down on also multiple rates.
That is great.
IVF. So this is just a very, very exciting week for us in Southern California because now we have this option for our patients here.
You have offices in West L.A., Glendale, and the Inland Empire. Dr. Aykut Bayrak, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's 8:06.